My guest at this time is Yasemi August. She's the public information officer at the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. They've obviously been extremely busy, as Alabama was the hardest hit, certainly in terms of casualties, but also most likely in terms of property damage as well from the deadly storms that struck the state on Wednesday evening into Thursday morning. And Yasemi, thank you very much for taking some time to be with us.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be with you guys.
It's been so disturbing to watch this casualty count and specifically the death toll rise. The most recent we've seen is about 180 in your state alone. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Actually, excuse me, that number has increased. So I'm in the process now working on a release to get the latest numbers out. At last count, we are at 195 for fatalities, and we're about 1,700 for those injured and or hospitalized.
What's your sense on how many missing are still out there? Do you feel like you're getting to the conclusion of figuring out what the casualties are?
We would like to say that we are, but we feel like there still may be a few more just because of the sheer destruction and devastation. You know, when you have, again, so many structures and so many homes impacted and affected and collapsed structures, you know, you have your search and rescue crews there, but they can only go through so many at a time. And in essence, today is really day one for us. You know, the storm came in late last night or about 5 or 6, but then it's dark shortly after that. So the rescue efforts really couldn't start completely until this morning. So I feel like as we go through the evening until the morning tomorrow, that number may unfortunately increase.
It seems like there was a horrible combination here of obviously extremely devastating and powerful storms and then striking areas that have pretty sizable populations, like outside of Birmingham, like Tuscaloosa. Is that a relatively fair assessment?
Exactly. And, you know, I think people are I've been getting the question all day, why are the numbers so high? What happened? What's different with this storm? And as you say it, the difference is where it struck, where it hit. It's not very common or very often that you have a storm of this size, one, coupled with hitting downtown Tuscaloosa or downtown Birmingham or the heavy populated areas. So when you put that equation together, oftentimes you get something like this.
What have you been able to chronicle in terms of the ferocity of these storms, whether it's the Fujita scale or some other gauge on the wind pressure?
The National Weather Service, they're in the process now of categorizing the storms. I have not gotten the latest information from them on that, and after we get that, we're going to pass that information along.
Obviously, there's so many different areas of the state that is devastated. How do you process them all and prioritize them all?
Well, what we do, we just try to go with the hardest hit areas first. It's almost, if you look at the state as a whole, it's a little bit overwhelming, honestly. But what we try to stay focused on the hardest hit areas, and some of those counties are Tuscaloosa, Jefferson, Marshall, and DeKalb. And we go in, you're working with the local officials trying to first assess the damage, of course, engage in search and rescue, and also see what needs they have, what resource requests they have to try to make sure their staff and they're operating at full capacity to try to assist as many people as possible.
You may have mentioned this a bit earlier, so I apologize if I'm asking you to repeat something, but do you know how many people have been rendered homeless, even a ballpark estimate as a result of all this?
Honestly, we do not have an estimate thus far. We know we have a number of people staying in shelters, and the shelter locations continue to grow and increase, and we know that number will continue to grow. Right now, we're trying to get a good handle on the number of fatalities and make sure those people are properly taken care of.
What are your main priorities for those who are displaced, whether it's shelter, food, clothing? How do you put all that together?
Well, that priority, one, is to make sure people have somewhere to go. They have somewhere to stay, be it a shelter, be it a family member's home or a friend's home, and make sure they know what resources are available to them locally until we get federal resources turned on and then proceed from there.
So there's probably not any specific estimate on damages. We know the president is coming in tomorrow to observe the disaster area and meet with those affected. What do you expect your state to be requesting from the federal government?
We're requesting individual assistance, public assistance, anything we can to make sure we get our residents back to where they were, to make sure they have every resource possible from the federal side to assist us in this effort. We know today the governor has requested a major disaster declaration, and as I said, that would turn on individual assistance. That includes anything that deals with personal property, your home, your car, fatalities, funeral or burial costs for families. And then you also have your public assistance that deals with roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
I'm sure that dealing with disasters is factored into your budget to some extent, but I'm guessing it's probably not anticipating storms that cause this much damage. Many states, of course, are dealing with budget tightness right now. How is your state likely to react to this fiscally?
From a monetary standpoint, of course, as you know, all the states, state governments and federal governments, we're struggling financially. But I think it's a fair assessment to say the priority right now is saving lives, and we will address the budget issues later after we make sure everything is taken care of.
How would you describe the reaction of the people? Are they mostly stunned at this point? Are you already seeing signs of resilience? What have your folks been telling you?
Well, from the guys we have out in the field, we're hearing a little bit of everything. I know from just watching the storm system move in myself, I was just amazed and stunned. You know, when you live somewhere and you call somewhere your home, to see any part of it devastated in the manner that Alabama was devastated on yesterday is just shocking. It's almost you can't put into words. And then on the other hand, you have so many people whose lives were spared, who did make it out alive. And for those folks, they're feeling quite excited today, very upbeat, very happy, and trying to turn around, help their neighbors, and do what they can to move forward.
Where were you when the storm hit, and how close did it come to where your location was?
We're in the state office. We're based in Clanton, Alabama. We're about 40 miles north of Montgomery. So the location where we are, the storm, although we received some severe weather systems, nothing like, of course, what went through Birmingham and Marshall and in Tuscaloosa and in those areas. The state office is partially underground. We were built to withstand just about every man-made and natural disaster possible, so we were very secure here. But to still watch it as the rest of the world watched it live on the television was quite shocking.
Well, the sympathies and support of the nation certainly are with you given the devastating tragedies. Yasemi, thank you very much for your time today.
Alrighty, thank you.
Yasemi August is a public information officer with Alabama's Emergency Management Agency. I'm Greg Corumbus.